The corpses are still fresh. These men cannot have been dead more than a day.
No!
Samuel Tarly squeaked. John was startled. Sam's nervous, high-pitched voice was the last he would have expected to hear. The fat boy was frightened of the officers, and Sir Jeremy was not known for his patience.
I did not ask for your views, boy,
Riker said coldly. Let him speak, sir, John blurted. Mormont's eyes flicked from Sam to John and back again.
If the lad has something to say, I'll hear him. Come closer, boy. We can't see you behind those horses.
Sam edged past John and the Garrons, sweating profusely.
My lord, it can't be a day, or look, the blood.
Yes, Mormont growled impatiently. Blood? What of it?
He soils his small clothes at the sight of it,
Chet shouted out, and the rangers laughed. Sam mopped at the sweat on his brow.
You can see where Ghost, John's direwolf, you can see where he tore off the man's hand, and yet the stump hasn't bled. Look.
He waved a hand.
My father, Lord Randall, he made me watch him dress animals sometimes when, after...
Sam shook his head from side to side, his chins quivering.